This next story here on KNKX is from our weekly show Sound Effect. Here's Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer.
You're tuned to Sound Effect from 88.5. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and our theme today is ghosts. What if something was thought to be gone forever? Would you still go looking for it? We head to eastern Washington now, to the region known as the Palouse. That's where a man spends a lot of time searching abandoned homesteads, looking for ghost apples. It turns out some of the apples long thought to be extinct are actually still alive. More now from Sound Effect's Jennifer Wing.
Gonna go over here?
We're gonna go through here.
All right.
We're headed through here.
Oh, wow. I am being led by a very tall, thick man named David Benscotter along the base of Steptoe Butte in Whitman County, Washington. He is plowing like a bull through a wall of wild, thorny roses.
Whoa.
Steptoe Butte, where we are, is a 3,600-foot tower of earth that looms over the rolling hills of the Palouse. David zeroes in on what we're looking for.
There you go. That's a nice-looking apple there. No insect damage at all. Well, I take that back. I see a little bit, but it doesn't look like it's going to affect it. So this is one that I'll taste test. It's a very good apple. It's got a lot of kind of tanginess.
Now, is this an apple that was thought to be extinct?
Yes.
It's called a Dickinson apple. It's a deep red with a white flesh. It was thought to be gone forever until David found it last year. These trees that were forgotten for 125 years are now carefully laid out on a map drawn by David. GPS coordinates are recorded. Gnarled branches are being pruned for the very first time to stimulate new growth.
And what I'll do is this winter, I'll go back to this tree and cut off these branches of new growth, and then I'll provide those to heritage apple nurseries around the country.
David is not a botanist. When he finds an unusual apple, he sends it off to be identified by a small network of apple experts. So far, David has recovered two other apples thought to be lost, the Arkansas Beauty and the Nero. David's sleuthing skills that are helping him find forgotten fruit played a role in his former life. He's a retired FBI investigator with a specialty in tax evasion. As he likes to joke, he was a tax man with a gun.
I'm just very comfortable in looking for clues and trying to, you know, piece things together.
We head deeper into the tall grasses of Steptoe Butte.
Do you ever encounter any snakes?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? A pheasant. Wow.
It was here 2 years ago where David found the ultimate lost apple mystery.
On that early fall day, I came and I actually sat in a table just as we're sitting here. And I looked at the ground and the ground was absolutely covered with apples. And I was totally perplexed because these were apples on the ground in early September.
Where I would have only seen a fragrant pile of rotting fruit, David saw evidence of a colossal failure.
Nobody who knew what they were doing would grow commercial apples 100 years ago that ripened in September.
Commercial buyers in the East wanted winter varieties of apples that would last in a cellar until spring.
It made absolutely no sense to me at all.
This failure has a name, Robert Burns. He was a homesteader. He began farming this land with his wife Macy in 1888, the same year that Frederick Douglass became the first African-American nominated for U.S. president. David combed through county records and tracked down distant relatives who are the keepers of old family documents and letters.
Everything I've ever read about Robert Burns is he was a super nice man. He was a family man. He was a hard worker, but he was a tiny man. He wasn't very big, and I don't think he was made to be a farmer.
Like just about every other farmer on the Palouse, Robert Burns grew wheat. But in the early fall of 1893, the rains came.
and it did not stop raining. And the farmers in this area never got their wheat crop out of the field.
So Robert Burns diversified. He planted plums, pears, and lots of apples, more than 800 trees. But he planted the wrong varieties that wouldn't sell, and they took several years to grow. Time ran out. By 1899, he was bankrupt and sold his 160 acres. Eventually, he and his wife and their 7 kids moved out to the coast. Since then, the land has barely been touched.
Robert Burns' failure as a farmer is leading to perhaps the discovery of as many as 15 to 20 apples, lost apples, on his property. I mean, it's amazing.
What does this mean to you? Why do you think this is important?
Well, you know, these trees are just going to go away someday. And if I don't do it, there's no one who's going to search for them.
David is also doing this work because he knows it's important to an older generation, the descendants of pioneers, people like Cotton Crider from Oaksdale, Washington.
And we've come up here ever since I was old enough to walk.
And her cousin, Gail Hanford Santora.
Apples have brought our families together.
Gail and Cotton are here with David today to have him test out a fruit picker that Gail's late father invented. It's a long pole with what looks like 2 mittened hands at the very end.
It picks apples much like your hand would if you could extend your arm up into a tree and pick that fresh, juicy apple right on the top of the tree.
Cotton and Gail's great-grandfather owned a nursery on the Palouse and had acres of apple trees. They are incredibly grateful for David Benscotter's work.
It's just so interesting to think back all those years when these trees were planted and that they're still here. It's just like unlocking a secret.
What he's doing kind of melds the past with the present.
All of this came really close to going away. Last year, 450 acres of the land where the old apple trees live went up for sale at auction.
And I could just see some farmer buying up the land and coming in and taking out hundreds of apple trees, including lost varieties. To attend the auction, I think I had to put down like $5,000 or something like that to even come and observe the auction.
So you did that?
So yeah, I did that just so I could get in the door.
That's how committed you are to this land.
Well, yeah.
It turns out that the people with the winning bid are conservationists. They want to protect the native grasses and wildflowers that were here long before the fields of wheat. David had no idea that these treasures existed, and the new owners knew nothing about the lost orchards of Robert Burns. For now, all of these rare bits of life, color, and forgotten apples waiting to be rediscovered will remain